Another day is here, and you're ready for it. What to wear? Check. Breakfast, lunch, and dinner? Check. Planning for what's next and how to save for it? That's where Bank of America can help. For your financial to-dos, Bank of America has experts ready to help get you closer to your goals. Get started at one of our local financial centers or 24-7 in our mobile banking app. Find a location near you at bankofamerica.com/talktous. What would you like the power to do? Mobile banking requires downloading the app and is only available for select devices. Message and data rates may apply. Bank of America NA, member FDIC.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
The Essendon Football Club, they got a big assignment against GWS. This is a real test of their credentials. They hung tight against West Coast last week. There was the dramatic draw against Collingwood the week before that. A bit of coulda, shoulda, woulda, but didn't. But they were very impressive there. They beat Adelaide in very controversial circumstances with the man that we're about to discuss back on the Friday of round six. And they stitched up the Western Bulldogs before that. So since their horror show against Port Adelaide, obviously all the way back in round four, the form stacks up pretty well for Brad Scott's mob, but this, as I say, is a significant test. They've got the Giants at Marvel, a Saturday twilight, 4:35. So Brad Scott did his weekly press conference today. The traction in the Sam Draper podcast comments has just been amazing. Still going, can you believe it? Has he got a media ban? Has he not got a media ban? Is he allowed to do the podcast? Is he not allowed to do the podcast? Let's have a listen to Brad Scott when he was inevitably asked how Sam Draper was responding to the situation.
Like the gun he is. I mean, he's just such a great, you know, I love Sam. I love working with him. And then this is the opportunity as that I see as a coach of young men. You make a mistake and you learn from it and you acknowledge a mistake and move on. And, you know, I've even had a briefing that we put a media ban on Sam. Like, we haven't put a media ban on Sam Draper. I mean, yeah, that would be doing a disservice to our fans and to all those little kids running around with mullets with number two on their Essendon jumper. We want Sam out in the media and in public and representing our club. And, you know, he had a misstep, learned from it. We put a full stop on it. We've dealt with it as a club and as a team. And now, you know, Drapes more than anyone wants to move on.
So it's not your preference that he doesn't continue on the podcast that he's on?
I want him to be involved in media, podcasts, representing the club in the right way. And I think all of our fans want to hear from Sam Draper. So we're certainly not putting a media ban on him.
Well, I'm confused then, because I thought he wasn't allowed to do the podcast. Now he is. Anyway, what Essendon supporters would most care about is whether he's going to play. Obviously, sat out. He was managed last week with the knee concern, and this was Brad Scott on his ruckman's availability to play the Giants.
Oh, I wish I could give a definitive answer to that. I mean, it'll depend a bit, or mostly, on the session today and how he trains. That's certainly our intention, to get him out and train. Hopefully he feels really good. But again, we need him to be, you know, very close to 100% before we play him. And you know, it's the knee that's the issue. The previous the surgery he had last year, that's not the issue that's keeping him out of playing. He's just got what we hope is a relatively minor knee issue, but it's a bit sore. And you know, if he trains well, he'll play. But if he's not close to 100%, he won't.
So he's happy to play them all, isn't he? That being Goldstein, Draper, Peter Wright, Harry Jones. So he's happy to go tall, Brad Scott. He said it and he's lived it. Just remains to be seen whether Sam Draper's going to be fit or not. We're working our way through our AFL update for RJ Sanderson, rjsanderson.com.au, the personal and business tax experts. A big return for the Melbourne Football Club. This man is a regular. He hasn't played since opening round after he bravely went into a contest and had his collarbone broken. The return of Jake Bowie was announced by Simon Goodwin this morning.
Jake Bowie, who's been out for a while, has done an incredible job in his rehab. He'll play. So we've got some selection decisions to make around that. So I think that's exciting for our club. You know, he's a high quality player, and you know, the way he did his injury in round zero was pretty courageous with his shoulder. But the work he's done, the physical preparation to get himself back in this position. We're really confident with his training in the last few weeks that he's ready to go.
So they're coming off a five-day break. Now, all clubs have had their moments of fatigue this year. In fact, Melbourne were one of them pre their bye. So they're coming in off a five-dayer against the Blues, who have a six-day break after their loss to Collingwood. That question was put to Simon Goodwin, and this is how he answered.
Every club's going to go through that, and that's okay. We're prepared for that. That's what the game demands now. And all clubs will go through that type of fixturing. And, you know, right now that's where we're at, but that's okay. That doesn't mean you can't perform. And we would never use that as an excuse in the way we perform. We're physically ready. We've had some good long breaks. We've had one game after a 10-day break. And we're prepared well. So we just deal with what's in front of us and we go after it. And I know our players are physically ready and they'll be mentally ready.
Simon Goodwin there. Just our final order of business here as far as audio is concerned. Matthew Egan, who we played a little bit of earlier. Tom Liberatore, the announcement from the Western Bulldogs this week after a second concussive episode in 3 weeks and the latest in what's been a run of concussions over the last 12 to 24 months. He's sitting it out indefinitely. This was the head of football at the Dogs on where things sat with Tom Liberatore.
Yeah, it was really concerning, Jared. The hit late with a footy boot to the head. You know, when you zoom in, you can see the blood. But it was when he gets up and stumbles back, which was, you know, similar to the episode he had against Essendon. So it's really concerning for Liber as a person, and you worry about his health first and foremost. And yeah, since then, Jared, we're going to go through a longer process than normal, and make sure every test is done possible to make sure it has been two in the last 4 weeks, but it's been, I think, around four in the last 18 months. So it's really important we go probably a bit more in depth than the normal protocols for this one. And you know, Anthony Hipsley, our doctor, and Chris Bell, a head of medical, he's very experienced in this area. They're going to go high end and make sure we really look after Liber long term, that's for sure.
So clearly there, he's not going to be playing for some time, Tom Liberatore. Zach Williams made a brief appearance at the Carlton captain's run today. Michael Voss wouldn't be drawn on who was coming in or out or any player availability until after all those fitness tests had been completed at training. Just according to Andrew Wu on Twitter, Jack Martin, Mitch McGovern, both trained at the captain's run along with Brodie Kemp. He's reporting that there was no Lewis Young, no Caleb Marchbank. Read into that what you will. Our AFL update, thanks to RJ Sanderson and Associates. They're accountants and taxation specialists, and they take the stress out of tax. NBA playoffs update for Tyre Power. The MVP tyre experts for your family. Josh Giddey's Oklahoma City Thunder have won game one of their Western Conference semi-final series against the Mavericks. That was a blowout in the end, 117-95. And the Boston Celtics have struck first in their Eastern Conference semi-final series against the Cleveland Cavaliers. That was also a healthy victory, 120-95.